我这里呢也接到几个问题。
I also got a few questions.
不过这几个问题呢，大概都是差不多的，是集中在一个点上。
And all these questions are very similar, focus on one point.
啊，就是有弟兄姊妹说你讲这个神没有意思在地上建立宗教。
And the brothers and sisters ask, since you mentioned that the guy has no intention to build a religion on this earth.
那么能不能请你解释一下什么是宗教？
And could you please explain what religion is?
啊，那么到底这个宗教对教会有什么样的影响？
And what is the influence of religions on the church?
我昨天晚上很晚才接到这个问题。
And I received these questions very late last night.
我就想说，哎呀，我这个引来个大麻烦。
And I thought to myself, I caused a big trouble.
我想恐怕今天晚上我大概不需要睡觉，要整夜来想什么是宗教。
I thought to myself, then I didn't have a time to, I won't have a time to sleep, and I need to spend whole night thinking about what religion is.
我第一个反应，我说这个问题啊，应该请康顿弟兄来回答。
My first reaction was that this question should be answered by Brother Dana Condon.
因为他在神学院读过，他研究过什么是宗教。
And because he studied in the seminary, he studied what religion is.
要我来回答，好像似乎不太容易。
It seems a little bit not easy for me to answer this question.
因为我们知道这是一个非常复杂的问题。
Because we know that this is a very complicated question.
地上有各宗各教。
There's many different religions.
你要把它做一个简单的定义，给它把它稍微讲清楚，似乎也不大容易。
This is not very easy to give a simple definition and to explain it well.
我感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
我昨天晚上睡得非常好。
And I have a very good night's sleep last night.
因为什么呢？
Why is that?
我们常常讲啊，你要认识这个假钞票。
And sometimes we say that if you want to know the counterfeit,
你把真钞票弄清楚就可以了。
And what you need to do is to know the real one.
我们要把那个什么是真正的敬拜把它弄清楚。
If we can truly understand what the true worship is,
那我们就很容易认识什么是宗教。
And then we can easily distinguish what the religion is.
所以我就想起在约翰福音第四章里面，我们的主跟撒玛利亚的妇人的那段讲话。
And so I was reminded about the Lord's conversation with the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4.
这个我很快的把这段话读一下啊。
I'm going to quickly read through the passage.
四章二十一节读起啊。
And from verse 21.
耶稣说，妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的你们不知道，我们所拜的我们知道，因为救恩是从犹太人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了，那真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。
Verse 21, Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, an hour is coming when neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know, and we worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For such people the Father seeks to be his worshippers. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
所以因着主的话，这个问题呢就变得很简单了。
Now, because of the word of the Lord, these questions become very easy.
我想宗教里面所谈论都是关于敬拜的问题。
And because all religions are talking about worship.
但是我们的主告诉我们，真正的敬拜是在灵和真实的里面。
And yet, according to the word of the Lord, he says that the true worship is in spirit and truth.
是在圣灵的里面。
It's in the Holy Spirit.
也是在膏油的里面。
It's under the Holy anointing.
也是在生命的里面。
And also in life.
在真实的里面。
In reality.
在实际的里面。
And in truth.
在基督里面。
In Christ.
所以今天我们很简单。
So now we make it very simple.
凡是在这个范围之外的都是宗教。
And outside this domain, it is religion.
所以今天我们不能说别人是宗教。
So we cannot say that they are in the religion.
今天我们只要不在膏油的里面。
As long as we are not in the anointing,
不是在生命中与主的交通,
if we are not in the fellowship with the Lord in life,
不是在基督的范围里面,
and if we are not within the domain of Christ,
可能我们的侍奉敬拜也是宗教,
probably our service and worship are also a religion.
啊, 所以圣经在这里给我们一个很简单的一个教导。
And therefore, in the Bible, we can see a very simple instruction.
那我们的确看见今天有很多各宗教里面各样不同的形式啊、仪式啊、做法各样的活动。
And we can see that in various religions they have a different rituals and forms and activities.
那么今天在我们基督徒生活中也有这些东西啊。
And now in among Christians we also have this thing.
那么这个分别在哪里呢
？So what's the difference？
这个分别就是不是在圣灵里
？And the difference is whether it is in the Holy Spirit，
是不是在生命里
？Whether it is in life，
是不是在基督里
？Whether it is in Christ。
啊，所以不在乎外面的做法和这些情况的。
So it is not a matter of the outward things what you do。
弟兄姊妹们
，So brothers and sisters，
我们要感谢神。
We really need to thank God。
今天主来了，他把那个真实敬拜的意义呢，告诉了我们。
The Lord came and He told us about the true meaning of the true worship。
我们过去很多年呢
，In the past years，
有很多弟兄姊妹常讲，你看我们中间的聚会的这个方式最标准的。
And a lot of brothers and sisters said that now the form of our worship is the most standard。
我们是全世界最属灵的一个样子。
And we are the most spiritual one in the whole world。
但是弟兄姊妹，如果不在圣灵里，不在生命里，不在基督里，人就是宗教。
And the brothers and sisters, if you are not in the Holy Spirit, you are not in the Christ, and you are not in life, then you are in the religion.
所以我们要很注意今天我们在主面前的侍奉和我们的敬拜。
So we need to pay much attention to our service and worship before the Lord.
必须符合于主的原则。
And it has to be according to the principle of the Lord.
其实在旧约圣经里也是这样。
It is also true in the Old Testament.
那我们怎么来定规这个是神所要真正的敬拜，什么是犹太教呢？
And how could we determine this is the true worship required by the Lord and what is a Judaism.
我们知道当初神把会幕给他们的时候
We know that when God gave them the tabernacle
会幕那里有献祭
And there was a sacrifice at the tabernacle And there's a washing
然后呢到了圣所里面呢有这个金灯台点灯那么有烧香有陈设饼
And now when you enter into the holy place there's a golden lampstand and there is this showbread and there's also incense
他所以能成为神所喜悦的一个敬拜
Why that could become a worship pleasing to God
至少有两个重要的条件
And there's a very two important qualifications
第一个是需要有神活泼的圣言
And the first thing they have to have the living word of God
我们知道那个时候神是住在至圣所里面
We know at that time God dwells in the most holy place
按照犹太人传统讲那个神的荣耀在那个 Shekinah 在那个在这个基路伯和这个圣座的中间
And according to the Jewish traditions the God's glory was the Shekinah glory was between the mercy seat and ark
那么大祭司进去的时候
And as the high priest entered
人可以借着乌林土民在那里向神的百姓说话
And the God can say to him that through the
还有第二件重要的事情
And the second important thing
就是有神的同在
And there's the presence of God
所以在旧约圣经里面
So in the Old Testament
在会幕里面
In the tabernacle
只要有神的活泼的圣言
As long as there is a living word of God
只要有神的同在在那里
As long as there is a presence of God
那个就是一个真正敬拜真正神的家
And that is the true worship the true house of God
什么时候神活泼的圣言没有了
Whenever the living word of God is gone,
神的同在失去了
and the presence of God is lost.
那么以色列人虽然继续在那里杀牛宰羊
even though the Jewish continue to kill the oxen and
他们照常在那里弄洗桌盆
and the lambs and they still do the washing basin.
那么还是在那里点灯烧香，在那摆陈设饼
and they still they burn the incense, they light the lampstands and also.Place the shortbread.
但是这已经变成了宗教了。
And that has turned into a religion.
啊，因为没有神的话，没有神的同在。
Because there is no word of God, there is no presence of God.
所以难怪 主耶稣到地上来的时候
no wonder when the Lord came to the earth,
圣殿里面所有一切的祭司都是照常的
and all the sacrifices in the temple was going on as usual.
但是神的儿子被拒绝了
and yet the Son of God was rejected.
所以那个整个被神所丢弃
and therefore the whole thing was forsaken by God.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so brothers and sisters,
那么圣经给我们很简单的原则
and there's a simple principle from the Bible.
要请我们大家一同记得
and we need to remember all together.
如果不在圣灵里
if it is not in the Holy Spirit,
不在生命里
if it is not in life,
不在基督里
if it is not in Christ,
无论你做什么都是宗教
No matter what you do, it is a religion
你外面的样式再好的也不行
No matter what kind of, how good the form is, it's not good
你的教导再高也不行
And how high your instructions are
你的规矩弄得再整整齐齐也不行
Even you have put everything in order, it's not good enough
所以我们的父寻求那个是在灵和真实里面的敬拜
And therefore the worship of God was looking after is the worship in spirit and truth
啊，我感谢主
I thank God.
主给我很简单的答案。
I thank the Lord for giving me a very simple answer.
主我也给你们很简单的答案。
And therefore I give this simple answer to you.
所以昨天晚上我睡得非常好。
So therefore I have a very good night's sleep last night.
重要提醒。
But this is a very important reminder.
一个实际的例子。
I would like to give you a very real example.
我曾经去参加过一个聚会。
At one time I attended one meeting.
因为我认识一个东正教里面的弟兄。
And because I knew a brother in Orthodox.
那么因为他曾经呢有一次跑来给我他说你他说你我给你一个我们的一个祭司的祷告手册
And one time he came to me and said that Brother Son I'm gonna give you this priestly prayer handbook
我很好奇我打开来看
And I was very curious so open it up and take a look
里面画了很多的像
And there's a lot of images in the book
原来呢他们祷告时候还要比手势
And so actually, as for them to pray, they have to have this kind of gestures, a form.
很像那个西藏那个喇嘛教一样的，这个比手势的。
Like a
Lama
in Tibet.
你看这个，我基督徒祷告还要比手势。很奇特嘛
so it's a very peculiar for Christians when they pray they have to have this kind of forms
那么后来他结婚的就请我去参加他的婚礼
and later on as he got married he invited me to attend his wedding
我们从来没去过
I've never been there before
他那个礼拜堂啊就大概从这里到那个后面就是很小一个礼拜堂
it was a very small meeting place
那么当然那个礼拜堂里面弄的花花绿绿的很多的这些彩色玻璃
and there's many the inside is very colorful
他那个聚会厅他那个礼拜堂里面也没有座位
and inside the building there was no seat
所以我们要站着
and so we have to stand
怕他那个 priest 他那个祭司或者叫牧师的带领那个新郎新娘从这里走到那里走了一个钟头
So the priest or the pastor led the newlywed from the front to the back. Actually, it's a very short distance. They took it to them an hour. my wife and I were standing there very tired.
哎呀，我看那个祭司服侍真是不容易啊。
And it was very hard for the priest to serve.
他每走几步路要念要唱，还表现他一个人。
And then, so every few steps, he has to read something, he has to sing something, and then all by himself.
哎呀，我说感谢主没有呼召我做这样的事。
So I said to the Lord, thank the Lord, I was not called to enter in such a service.
他们还有一个很奇特的东西啊。
And there's another thing that's very peculiar.
啊，这个即使走一段路。
And for the priest, as he took some distance,
他嘴巴就念，他说 God has mercy.
And so he was chanting, God has mercy.
那么你知道吗？立刻我看见个奇特现象。
And all of a sudden, I saw this very peculiar.
所有在那里面聚会的人呐。
And all the people in the room,
每个人呢都把手这样。
So every person.Put in this
然后呢，用一个非常爱慕的眼神向着天降。
With a very with a look full of admiration toward heaven.
大家一同回应 God has mercy.
They in response saying, God has mercy.
你们有没有看过啊？在天主教里面呢，这个是法兰西斯啊，他有一个画像。
And have you seen the image about Francis? Yeah, in a Catholic church.
他就是一个画像，他就是这样的。
And so he has an image like this.
结果那天每个人都是这样。
And at that time, everybody was.Like this.
哇，那天我们在那里聚会啊，我里面真的是很难过啊。
And at that time, as I was in the meeting, my heart was a great bit sad.
想聚会怎么会变成这样的呢
？And how come the meeting has turned into such a way?
当然，弟兄姊妹们。
And but brothers and sisters,
我们也需要被主的话提醒。
We need to be reminded by the word of God.
今天如果我们不在圣灵里
，if we are not in the Holy Spirit,
不在生命里
，if we are not in life.
不在基督里
If we are not in Christ,
我们的侍奉和敬拜
and our service and the worship,
在以神眼中看可能就是宗教
may be a religion in God's eyes.
我想我只能把一个简单的原则、啊 那么交通给弟兄姊妹
I can only fellowship with the brother and sister with a very simple principle.
我们时间已经过了一些了
and we also pass our time.
我想陈继勇恐怕还有很多问题要回答